Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate. So please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th. So grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and today's episode is a good one. A really, really, really good one. So, social media gets a lot of crap, right? I get that people tend to be more opinionated and more critical because they're not face-to-face, and they can kind of be keyboard warriors and say things that they would not normally say or behave in ways that they would not normally behave. I think we can all agree that, you know, there are certainly downfalls to social media. But on the whole, I feel that it gives us a huge gift. And not just social media, really the internet, because we have endless motivation, inspiration, education, resources at our fingertips 24/7, always available, and the majority of it is totally free. I mean, think about that. We act as though if we're in a slump, we're in a funk, we're feeling really down, we're just screwed and we have to ride it out. But that could not be further from the truth, because on social media and the internet as a whole, we can tap into anything to create a shift, to learn a skill, to recharge our batteries. I mean, there's just so much that we can benefit from if we take advantage of it. So let me share with you the latest golden nugget I was served up thanks to our good friend, social media. Rachel Wortman shared a quote, and the quote is attributed to Robert Brault. Never heard of Robert Brault. Don't know anything about Robert Brault. And this quote, I see as a huge opportunity. I see it as a key, a missing piece to an important puzzle. The puzzle of why are we not doing the work? When we want something, right? This is the million-dollar question. How can I want something so bad and know what it's going to require of me to get there, and I continuously don't do the work? I feel that what I saw, that what I'm going to share with you today, that what we're going to workshop and break down and put into action is a massive piece of this puzzle, an answer to this question, kind of a tool to use to overcome this frustration of I'm not doing the work. So here's the Robert Brault quote shared by Rachel Wortman. We are kept from our goal not by obstacles, but by a clear path to a lesser goal. We are kept from our goal not by obstacles, but by a clear path to a lesser goal. Now, I shared this almost immediately inside the consistency course, and there were a handful of people that were like, I had to kind of think about that one. It didn't really click right off the bat. But once it did, they were really excited. So let's kind of break it down first. It's not obstacles that are keeping us from achieving our goal. It's the fact that it's easy street to a lesser goal. Sometimes we think, oh, well, it's because I don't have time. Oh, well, it's because I don't have enough energy. Oh, well, it's because my kids are young. Oh, well, it's because I have this pattern. It's actually not the obstacles that are the problem. It's the fact that we've made it super easy to go a different way. There's just a clear path, an easy street to a lesser pattern of behavior. And we've talked about this before, right? I've shared a million times on this podcast that if you overeat every night, it's because you've made it convenient to do so. If you overspend every month, you've made it convenient to do so. If you skip your workout every day, you guessed it, you've made it convenient to do so. And we could say that about not following through on business plans. You've made it convenient to not follow through. And you can make it inconvenient to overeat. You can make it inconvenient to skip a workout. And you can make your workouts more convenient. You can make eating healthy or going to bed early. You can make those things more convenient. And you think that this just paints a more clear picture of this idea. We're kept from our goal not by obstacles, but by a clear path to a lesser goal. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't do hard things. It doesn't mean that it has to be easy or you won't execute. There are a lot of people doing hard things every single day. That is not only okay, but I would say it's really good for us to do hard things. What I'm talking about here and who I'm talking to are the people who feel like, I just can't seem to get out of my own way. I want this. I have all the tools and resources. I know what to do, and I'm not doing it. This is a tool and a resource and sort of a key for those people or those situations. All right. One of the things that I did after the twins were born is I made a workout space at our home. Because with three kids under two and trying to find time to work and balancing a schedule with Chris and not wanting to leave a babysitter or one of the grandparents with all three kids at once, I knew that being able to work out at home was going to make it a lot more convenient. What I also did is, to make it convenient, is I started bringing Roman with me when I work out, right? So we have like a little office space just a couple steps from the house. And it makes it convenient because then I'm not like, I can leave my mom with the twins and take Roman to work out. I don't have to say, oh, well, you know, I can't leave her with all three, so I can't work out. So Roman comes with me to work out. Well, one of the things that has started happening, he loves going outside with mom, being out there with mom, probably partly because sometimes to get through my workout, he gets screen time and watches cars while I work out. But now he says, work out with mama, like 10 times a day. So it's making it easier for me to do it because he wants to do it, because he comes with me, because I don't have to figure out what to do with all three kids to work out. Now, obviously, there's a lot more to it than like have a workout space at home, because it still can be easier to sit on the couch, right? It's still the easiest path is still for me to not work out. So there's more to it. But as an example, taking Roman with me, having a workout space at home, getting it done in the first half of the days, those are ways that I make it more convenient to work out. But it's important to be aware that it's still easier not to work out. So we have to have other pieces in place. Certainly Roman saying, work out with mama, makes it less convenient to skip the workout for sure. We are kept from our goal, not by obstacles, but by a clear path to a lesser goal. Part of this is, how do you make it easier to execute the way you want to execute? But also, where I think a lot of us, including myself, have not taken action is, how do we obstruct the easiest path, right? So part of it is, how do you clear the path to your goals? How do you make it easier to do the thing you want to do? How do you remove barriers there? But also, how do you obstruct the easiest path? It's not enough for it to just be a clear path to working out, like the fact that I can work out at home, the fact that Roman does it with me. There's still has to be something in place to obstruct the easiest thing, which is not working out, sitting on the couch. It's still easier to not work out, even though I have a home gym. So let's apply it to something else. Let's say that you overeat every night. It's not enough if you're somebody who's continuously not following through to have your like lovely little pre-cut veggies in the fridge, or to declare kitchen is closed at 7. Obstruct the path to that overeating. Maybe you stop having the snack items or the treats in the house. Maybe you partner up with a friend or a loved one or a stranger in an online community to hold you accountable. I recently did this with somebody in the mastermind that I'm in, and it's a business mastermind, but we absolutely talk about our personal goals. And she and I agreed to abstain from sugar for a certain time frame, and we check in with each other. That makes it obstructed for me to eat sugar, because in my mind it's like, I don't want to let her down. I made this commitment. I'm not going to be the kind of person that says like, hey, you know how we made this commitment? Well, I decided not to uphold it. So in doing that, in having this person that we check in with each other regularly, I've obstructed the path to eating sugar. Another way that I obstruct the path to, say, overeating at night or eating things that aren't aligned with my goals after dinner, I go to bed early. Now, this doesn't happen 7 days a week. I've got little kids. But if I can, when I can, after I get Roman to bed, if Chris is good with handling the twins or they go down early, I'm going to go up to my room. And it doesn't mean I go to sleep right away. I'm not falling asleep at 8 o'clock on those nights. I might read. I might watch a movie. I might pick up. I might do a little bit of work. But I'm removing myself from the kitchen and I'm obstructing that path because I have to make the decision to go downstairs. You know, if I go downstairs, then I'm basically reintroducing myself into, if a baby's crying, I'm on the hook. If I'm down there, I'm on the hook. So in removing myself, I obstruct the path to overeating or snacking in the evening time. All right? It's not enough to lay out your clothes for a workout at night. Find a way to make it inconvenient to skip it. One thing for me with this is, you know, if you are part of a CrossFit gym, you pay your membership whether you go or not. And you can do this with a trainer. You can pay your trainer, you know, for Wednesday at 10 and let them know, like, part of me paying this is for accountability. So if I text you on Tuesday night, hey, can we do a different day? Sure, but that's a separate charge, right? Because you've paid me for Wednesday at 9. And if you're not there at Wednesday at 9, I've blocked that on my calendar, so I'm not giving you that money back, right? You can make it painful, difficult, not easy to fail to follow through. And I believe that that is a critical component for so many of us. Or you can schedule your workouts with a friend. And you might think, well, I don't have friends that want to work out with me or our schedules don't align. I have seen so many people using the power of this beautiful thing called the internet, called social media, to say, hey, anybody in Indianapolis that wants to walk on Wednesdays at 9 or whatever it is, use that. Do not believe in these limitations that only exist because you don't want to put in the effort to overcome them. You can find somebody in your area who wants to go to a gym with you, who wants to try a kickboxing class, who wants to join a CrossFit gym, who wants to go for a walk on Saturday mornings, you know, or Sunday afternoons. And then you don't want to bail on that person. And so you've made it inconvenient to skip, to not follow through. The same thing with business stuff. It's great to get organized. It's great to have clarity. It's great to be better at time management. But at the same time, you have to make it less easy. It can't be the easiest path to not follow through. This is one of the things that I really love about being part of online communities, because I'll say to people, like in the consistency course, I make it clear that I'm, you know, doing 50 burpees a day. And there was I think it was in January that I was working on a book for a certain amount of time every single day. And I share my calendar with that group. So they see when I hit and they see when I miss. And that is powerful for me because I don't want to let other people down, and I don't want to show up as someone who is inconsistent. So having that external accountability is really valuable. That's certainly only one way to do it, but I want you to really think about what this could look for you, what this could look like for you. We are kept from our goal not by obstacles, but by a clear path to a lesser goal. So we have two opportunities in this. One opportunity is make it more convenient to do the thing you want to do. The other opportunity is make it less convenient to do the thing you don't want to do. Obstruct what has been the easier path so that it is no longer the easier path. I mean, at the end of the day, if you really think about it, not working out is not the easiest thing. It might be the lowest effort thing, but that doesn't make it easy because, you know, you lose muscle and you lose strength. And you don't have the same amount of energy, and your health isn't as optimal. But that requires a lot of cognitive processing that most people aren't doing at the spur of the moment. So we have to have things in place, like paying for your workouts ahead of time, like having it on the calendar to meet a friend, like having it be a date night with your spouse that every Thursday night you work out together from 8:30 to 9:30, right? Something that makes it more difficult, more obstructed to skip. Hire a coach, join a community, change the environment in your home. I've shared this before, but like, we don't buy snacks for Roman that I am enticed by. You know, I think I was sharing inside the consistency course that one time I took Roman grocery shopping with me, and there was like the natural version of Teddy Grahams, as much as Teddy Grahams can be natural. I mean, more natural than, say, the alternative. And I was like, oh yeah, you know, we can get those for him and see if it's something that he likes. But the thing is, it's something I like. So I don't want to make it easy for myself to just take two steps to the right and be able to have a handful of freaking cookies. No, that doesn't align with my goals. And honestly, it's also not the best choice for my son. But Roman's a growing kid. He eats a lot, a remarkable amount for somebody that's not even two. I want to have things that not only am I okay with him eating and not feeling like I have to police, but also I want to make it really inconvenient for me to be snacking and grazing on things that aren't aligned with my goals. So we just don't buy that stuff. It's just not here. It doesn't mean that, you know, when we went on vacation, my mother-in-law baked cookies. They're cookies. No big deal. But on the day-to-day in our home, I've made it very inconvenient to indulge and certainly to overindulge. If I'm getting snacky at 9 o'clock at night, my options are like frozen mango, an apple, or leftovers. I mean, I'm cool with that. I've made it obstructed to indulge and to overindulge. And that is the opportunity. We are kept from our goal not by obstacles, but by a clear path to a lesser goal. So my challenge to you is this: what will you do with it? It does not help you to hear this, and then a week from now, you don't even remember what we were talking about. You really have to do the work and go through, okay, where are some areas in my life where I'm not consistently executing, where I'm choosing an easier path? What does it look like to make my desired behavior more convenient? How can I make that path more clear? But also, what can I do? What ideas do I have to obstruct this lesser path, this path to a lesser goal? And if you initially think, I don't know, remember that that is your starting point. That is not your ending point. Being like, well, since I don't know, I can't do anything. No, I'm sorry, that's lazy. And that's not going to get you where you want to go. So you can either think about it, which I highly recommend, because being a better thinker is an important part of accomplishing anything. But you also can go to this place called the internet where people love to give their opinions. And you can say, here's my starting point. Here's what I'm trying to do. I'd love to hear what thoughts or ideas you have on XYZ. Very solution focused. The Primal Potential Facebook group is full of people who are very positive and generally speaking, no like negative Nancy complainers, blah, blah, blah. We remove people that seem like they don't understand solution focus and being supportive. But you have options. You're never stuck at I don't know. Do something with this and let me know if I can help, if I can support. Let me know, because I see this as a really great opportunity to remove those barriers, keeping you from where you are, keeping you from where you want to be from where you are. Talk to you guys soon. Have a great day.
Hey, Houston, Conn's prices are invincible. That means prices have been cut low, as in amazingly low, as in won't be beat. In fact, we're backing it up with our low price guarantee. Invincible prices on appliances, furniture, electronics, mattresses, and more. Not invincible enough for you? How about free next day delivery on appliances, TVs, and mattresses? And payment options for everyone, whether you have good credit or building it. Visit Conn's today and find out what invincible feels like.